Apparently, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, today, the five stages of grief. The article was drawing parallels to people dealing with the current financial situation and reckoning it to how we deal with grief. What do we go through in ultimately coming to terms with a heavy emotional blow like grief? The article is fascinating, of course, somewhat from a financial perspective, but it spurred me to think about and to offer to you some ideas on this five-stage theory of grief. Came about by a woman psychiatrist named Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She did an awful lot of studying, personal studying. I don't know if she designed studies, but she observed. And we can learn an awful lot from keen observers. She observed the dying process from when people find out that their death is coming a lot quicker than they had thought, all the way through to the end, how they wrestle with it, how they grapple with it. And she said that people go through five stages, easily remembered by the acronym, which I remembered when I was studying in graduate school, DERBDA. That's a common acronym. You hear that everywhere. Denial, rage or anger, bargaining, depression, and ultimately, acceptance. Denial is not a river in Egypt. It is basically you use what psychologists have called the most primitive of defense mechanisms. You just simply deny the reality. That's not the way it is. I don't have a serious illness. Or something's wrong with the tests. Or we'll find out that I was misdiagnosed. Once you get past the denial, anger sets in. A feeling of being ripped off. Why me? Why did this happen? Where is God? I played by the rules. And now this is occurring to me. Bargaining. Trying to salvage something out of it. What have I got left? What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? What negotiations can I put in place in terms of my own life, my own style, my own emotions, my own family? Given that I'm starting to recognize that this is real, okay, how do I negotiate it? I don't go on like everything before. Then you get to depression when the reality hits. It hits you. There's no way around it. It's relentless. It's coming. What are you going to do? Ultimately, Kubler-Ross says, you accept. Most people accept. They say, this is the way it is. I've been through all those emotions. I've ridden this roller coaster. And now I've come to the final stage. I am no longer raging against the dying of the light. I'm going quietly into that good night. All of this having been said, there is one more thing to say. It ain't necessarily so. More recent research on the whole dying process says that, first of all, not everybody goes through those stages. Secondly, some people go through them in reverse. Thirdly, some people mix them up. Fourth, some people skip some. They never go into denial. They go right to acceptance. So what are we saying? Well, although it would be nice to have what appears to be a theoretical thumb sketch of how people deal with grief, their own or the loss of a loved one, it would seem to add some understanding to it. Probably a more accurate way to view it would be that we all deal with grief and loss and impending death differently. We don't go through uniform stages. We don't go through depression, rage, bargaining. I'm sorry, denial, rage, bargaining, depression, and anger. Not all of us. I would suspect that deeply religious people have a very different grappling with grief and death than people who have no religion, or people who have kind of neglected religion much of their lives. They are superficial acknowledgers that there's something out there, but they really haven't paid much attention to it. Too busy running their lives, doing moment-to-moment things. What is the best way to determine how someone will deal with death? Read a researcher once who offered, I thought, a beautiful summary of how people deal with death and grief. You deal with death like you've dealt with major stressors in your life. If you've dealt with loss before, loss of a job, loss of financial stability, loss of close relative, how you dealt with it, how you sorted it through emotionally, how long it took you, is a good indication of how you might deal with your own impending demise or the demise of someone very, very close to you. What does it matter whether people go through those stages or not? Well, it matters in the sense that those of us around someone who's grappling with those kinds of emotional, we want to make it better. We want to make it well. We want to say things. We want to do things. We want to help them through it. And if we've got the wrong theoretical base in helping them do it, then we will attempt to shoehorn them, pigeonhole, into these what we think are laid out the way it's supposed to be categories that they're not going through. You know, they didn't go through rage. Oh no, they've skipped rage. Something's wrong. They're suppressing their rage. We've got to get them in touch with their emotions. Obviously they're angry, but they're denying their anger. Not necessarily. Individuals deal with it individually. And I am paid by Relevant Radio to say those kinds of profound observations. Derbda, it's a nice theoretical formulation. Maybe true for some. By and large, we all deal with grief very differently. Some of us jump from denial to acceptance. Some of us spend an awful lot of time in rage and die in rage. But we all respond to it as we have learned in life to respond to stress, and as our faith enlightens our view of all things at the end.